Josh Dredzi. Ms. Dredzi's here? Yeah. Okay, good. Usher. David Ehrlichman. David Ehrlichman. Is Elio Horowitz here? Is he in the shoe? No? Arya Lapin. Josh Reinitz. Josh Shulman here. Eric Silverman over there. Eric. Josh Vogel. Alexander Weiss is Shalom Weiss? Okay. Good. What's your name? Sorry. Yoni Goldenberry. See you not down here. And behind you, what's your name? Your brother. Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay. Good. Today, right. To give you just some more time to finish the Mar Makomos and Borer. So there's one Shir HaKdama, the most yeshivas, when they start learning Malachos, they discuss this issue. It's usually called the Machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash. And it's a fundamental nekuda here. The best way to approach is to look at Davdala and Aleph for a minute. But six lines in the top, it says Gufa. Boy Rabbimi Barabai Yidbik Pas Betanur, he tiru lo liridosa kodim shiyomai lidechi evchata saylo yitiru. Hidbik Pas Betanur, Bizmana Gemara, when they used to bake, so they were baking breads, it was like we call. Pitas, so they used to slap the dough against the walls of the oven. The walls of the oven were the hottest part of the oven, and if you'd slap it against the oven often, it would bake quickly. And that was a malach of Ofer. Alright? Now the Gemara says that there's apparently some Isid Rabbanon in removing the bread from the oven. Right? Rediyas apas. So the Gemara's question of here is the following. Hidbik pas bitaner, a person violated the Isir of Afiyah on Shabbos. He took his dough, and on Shabbos he slapped it against the walls of the tanur. And if there was, if he did it b'mezid, he's chayiv misa. If there was hasra, he's chayiv misa b'mezidin. If he did it b'shoigeg, he's chayiv malkus. Chayiv chata, sorry. So the Gemara wants to know, will we allow a person to be over the Isa de Rabbanon of Rediyas Apas in order to save the Madbik, the Isa de Raisa? Not the Isa de Raisa, the Chi of Chathas. So the Gemara gets involved in an issue of Chatei Kedei Shetizke Chavercho. Do we ask Reuven to be over an Isa so that Shimon should not be over a bigger reason? That's not our sugya. That's the sugya of Dalman Aleph. You can see the toast over here, Vechi Oimrim, there's a famous rush over here, Lefne Ivusit in Michshol. Not our sugya. Our sugya right now is this one Iboye. Hidbik pas betanur, he tiruloi lerdoisa koidim sheyol in Echiv Chatos. Rav Bibi Barabai has an assumption that Reuven, who takes pas and plasters it against the wall, will only become chayiv chatas once the pas bakes. Until the pas bakes, he's not going to become chayiv chatas. That's an assumption of the Gemara. That's not the only. The question of the Gemara is, should Shimon be over another Iser to save Reuven from chayiv misa? Alright, but the assumption of the Gemara is, about which there's no debate, is that when Reuven takes the pas, takes the dough and slaps it against the wall, he's not chayiv misa until the afiyah is complete, until nigmar malachdei. Alright? That's an assumption in this Gemara. So the question is, how do you formulate that assumption? Right? What's the why should it be like that way? A person did a maisa bishul. What's the maisa bishul? Taking a pot of water, a pot of beans, a potato, and putting it on top of the fire. It's bishul. So the Gemara is assuming over here that when it's not over bishul until the potatoes become edible, till the water boils. And if a person will put a pot of water on top of a fire and removes it before he's before the shear bishul, no chiyav chatas. We shouldn't raise the kasha. If that's the case, there should never be hasra lagabi a chiyav bishul. Should always be hasra safek. So again, not our sugya. The Tesis and Kodim Shiyavi discusses that. The Ridva discusses it for another time. I want to focus on this one Nakuda. So what do we say? That apparently we're not given much more information. There aren't, from what I could find, there are no Rishonim who define this Nakuda enough in Dalam and Aleph. So how would we define it? The Malach of Bishul. How would you define Bishul? It's The Maisa Bishul is being Mekarev Ochel Eitzeloesh. Right? The Maisa Bishul is putting together food and fire. The Toyeles of Bishul is to have cooked food. Right? So the Gemara is telling us now, have a Malacha, and I do the Maisa Malacha, but the Tayelas HaMalacha is not complete. The Rishash's Lashon is Lo Yis Abda Machshavti, and Rishonim as well. He just applies it over here. but without resorting to other svar. So it means that if I have a melacha and I do the ma'isa melacha, but I don't accomplish the tayelas amelacha, so I didn't do the melacha deiraisa. All right. No. So this yisod will not cause us many problems. Coats there. Right. The ma'isa melacha and the te'elas melacha are instantaneous. Dosh. The ma'isa melacha and the te'elas melacha kemat instantaneous. Right. Take shechita. Instantaneous. It all comes with asachas. The question is going to be, are there other melachas where the ma'isa melacha and the te'elas melacha are not instantaneous? No. So what comes to mind? Was that? Why?
Because you're not over the melacha until you've written the word. The first few letters, if they don't mean
anything. No. So that would be that's an issue of shir. Right? Even by Bishol, I have to be Vashal
Ashir. The letters are Ashir, not the Toelas?
The letters are probably two ways, it's probably Ashir. Right now, it could be that since the Mishnah spells out two ways, that is a participates in the Melacha. Could be. Go ahead.
Okay.
Jeremy, right? Go ahead. Zeraya. Zerei is the very first one, right? Zerei is the one that the pashtos, the mice and malacha is putting the seeds in the ground, right? The tayelas and malachas of something grow. So what will the din be? This is the tumult. There are two issues that are raised by the achronim. Issue number one is, what's the din of Zerei? If a person puts the seeds into the ground on Shabbos and removes the seeds before any ashrasha takes place, so that's the question that the Rishash raises, Minchas Chinuch raises, almost every sefer that after that kufa discusses the Mogen Aves and Mordechai Benet, for the sefer and Malachis, he discusses that Afika Yom has a discussion of this. This Nakuda, what's the din going to be? Legave Zereya. Right? And again, let's try to work it out via the Sugya. Later on, you can look around the Achronim and see how they develop it. From the Pashtus of our Sugya, Ayin Gilmum and Beis, Hanoiteya Hamavrich Hamarkiv Chayiv Mishum Zereya. From the Riyata of the Sugya, the Pasha of the Sugya, what should we conclude? That the Chiyav is instantaneous, or the Chiyav is Liyachar Ashrasha? We know there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara Psachim, that Ashrasha takes place at the very minimum 3 days after seeding, and maybe 30 days after seeding. Machlekes is the Gemara. 3 days, 14 days, 30 days. Three shitas. How long does the shrusha take place? Nafkamina for Kalayim. Reuven for Kalayim and for Shemitah and for Maisras. For Kalayim, we will revise this later on, but for Kalayim, the Gemara seems to say that If one plants seeds together, very, very close together, or one plants wheat seeds next to kerem, so when is one over the Easter of Kalayim, Bishas Zeria or Bishas Ashrasha? So the Pasha of the Sugya is Mishas Ashrasha. The Mishah that you put the seed into the ground, if you would remove it, before, within 3 days, 14 days, 30 days, it would not be over the Easter of Kalayim. That's what it sounds like. So, but coming back to our sugya, it sounds like from our sugya, the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara says Zeireya. Right? There's no mention of this Nakuda. When is one over? Comes to Afiyam. The Gemara talks of the shear of krum aponim that has to have some impact on the food in order to be ofer. Neiteya mavrach and markiv. That's not a raya. One could say no. Neiteya mavrach and markiv when it's only over when it actually takes root inside. One could say such a thing. They can't bring a raya from our Gemara. But it sounds like from the Gemara that it should happen right away. That's the first issue that's raised. The second issue that's raised is what is the din if a person puts dough in the oven 10 minutes before Shkia on Shabbos afternoon. So it's impossible to have Nigmar Malachtoi on Shabbos. Takes the bread 20 minutes to have a shir afiya. Right? What did you tell me? How do you learn pshat in the Gemara in Dav Dalid? You told me the pshat in the Gemara is that if I have a malacha. And the malacha has two parts to it. There's a ma'ivim malacha, a ma'is, and a tayelis. So if the ma'is and the tayelis are instantaneous, nothing to talk about. But if the ma'is and malacha and the te'elas and malacha they have to be separated by some time. That's the nature of the malacha. So you're telling me I'm not a chayiv in Isur, I'm not a chayiv, I wasn't over the malacha midei raisa until I do the te'elas. That it's one long malacha. And therefore, if I take the bread down from the oven before it's baked, so I was not over the Isur of Bishul or Afiya, I'm not going to be chayiv in the malacha. Because I haven't finished the malacha yet. It's like a person who's about to do koitzer and stops before he cuts anything. So if you're going to tell me that that's pshat, so that what would the din be if a person takes a dough from the freezer 10 minutes before Shki on Shabbos afternoon and puts it into the oven. And it's impossible for that dough to become ma'ufa or ofoy until after it says. After Shki, whatever. So what did it then be? L'chari, what do you have to say? Huh? Didn't do a ma'isa malacha? So a person can bake on Shabbos and not Bechai the Lacha Bishol. Huh? Mine Raisa. Mine Raisa, correct. No, we said Vanya.
This discussion, I think it's the Ram, but the Gamma, Asian Mishum Chitza.
Muki Yosef, correct. Right.
We have to establish
the Malachas from the Hatzolos of Malachas. Okay, otherwise, so that's very, very, Tzimzach is very good. There's a Maharsham. Many Achronim discuss it. The Tzvi Pesach Frank has a kuntus and malachas. So Tzvi Pesach Frank on this nekuda about putting a piece of bread in the oven erev Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon. So Tzvi Pesach quotes that the Marsham says that what we're saying is incorrect based on the Nemukah Yosef in Bava Kama. What's the Nemukah Yosef there? Eishem Mishum Chitzai Reuven. Reuven starts a fire at 12 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. Right? At 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, this fire consumes his neighbor's wheat field. Is Reuven chayiv or potter? No, he's chayiv, right? It was 3 hours ago. So it's Eishe Mishum Chitzoy. What happens if... unusual examples. What happens if he was a katan when he lit the fire and he became a gadol? He lit the fire, his last act of katnus. He wanted to leave Katnus with a bang. So an hour before Shkia, the last Torah. He was a real Shovav of the cotton. He knows that he's going to become a gadol soon. So an hour before Shkia, of his last day of Katnus, he lights a fire. And right, 2 hours into Gadlus, the fire consumes his neighbor's wheat field. He's potter. He's a cotton. Right? Why? Why is he potter? Because the Maisa Hezek was done b'katnus. The Maisa Hezek was done b'shas that he lit the fire. Eishim mishim chitzai. When he pulled back on the let go of the arrow, that was the Maisa Hezek. Now, whatever the Maisa Hezek is afterward, it rolls back. The Muki Yosef discusses that in a different context. The Muki Yosef says that therefore, Muki Yosef says the Muki Yosef raises the question about whether a person should be chayav, how a person can do hadlakas and eros on Friday night because then they're going to burn through Shabbos. So this is the mahalach that he has, but he did the maisa erev Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, what happens later on rolls back to that nekuda, that point in time. So the Nemuki Yosef says, so the Marsham says, exactly what Avadya said. The Marsham says that he should still be chayav. A person who bakes, who puts the bread inside the oven 10 minutes before Shkia, Shabbos afternoon, should be chayav. Why? Because when it bakes 2 hours into Matzoi Shabbos, the Maisa was done on Shabbos. Alright, so what are we saying? Coming back. We established a Yisoid based on Davdalim and Aleph, that there are certain melachos that span a certain amount of time. They are not instantaneous. They span a period of time. So that's, and we defined it as having a Maisa Malacha and the Tayelis a little bit later. Like Nigmar Malachte. Says the Gemara in Daf Dalet, in such a Malacha, we should say that a person is not Chayiv, that was an Oiv, these are Raisa, Ad Shin Nigmar Malachte. And therefore, if somebody aborts the Malacha by removing the bread, so even though Reuven did everything he could to bake, Shimon stopping him from baking, Shimon holding him back from doing a Maisa Malacha. That's the Gemara. No, next. So therefore we're saying, and what happens if he does this long Maisa Malacha, and it starts in Shabbos afternoon, and it only completes itself Matzoi Shabbos, he has a Malacha on a timer, let's say, and he sets the timer in Shabbos afternoon, the Malacha is done Matzoi Shabbos. So it says the Marsham, right, so based on our Gemara, we should say Potter. Because the Nigma Malacha, he did half a Malacha on Shabbos. It's like a person who lifted his knife to do Koitzer on 10 minutes before Shkia, and then it takes him 10 minutes to slowly lower down the knife, but he doesn't cut the wheat till Matzoi Shabbos. Late Nigma Malachli, till after Shabbos is Potter. So says the Rishash, the same thing Lagabe Afia. He should be Potter from the Malacha because the Malacha was done after Shabbos, based on this Gemara. So comes the Marsham and says, not so fast. That once the Malacha gets done, so it's Ki'ilu, that the Malacha was done on Shabbos. Because of the Nemuki Yosef's principle that once the Maisa Malacha is no longer Biyoncha, right? So it's Ke'ilu that the Maisa Malacha was done on Shabbos. Know what we say?
What was that?
Yeah? Good news, fill it out. Which, what are you focusing on? With the Ma'is Malach was done on Friday or was that on Shabbos?
Right. The Ma'is was done on
Erev Shabbos.
But they actually cooked on
Shabbos.
So I'm saying that's fair enough from that. You show me the fire for such a case. Because the Isser is having the fire.
No, so then I think less man the Pollock than your Potter. Because the Isser is not having the fire. The Easter is doing the Ma'is and Malacha. Well, it's Asakom Malacha. You're not going to do much from that. No. That was the Tzedokim. I don't see where you see it from.
So why does the pasuk create itself the way it does? Loisasa
kol malacha.
No, but when the stoking misunderstood the pasuk.
Right.
But what does the pasuk mean? Why is it saying that?
Okay, so that's a kasha, but that wouldn't affect our discussion right now, anyways, because that's the malacha havara. So havara is probably instantaneous. That will come back in a moment. We'll come back to the Nakuda. We'll come back to the Nakuda in a moment, okay? Yeah, what do you mean? Go ahead. Right. And that's it. You want to say the Chayav of Tur?
Tender space. You do Erev Shabbos, Tur maybe. Mm-hmm. You do Yom Shabbos. Makes no problem of Hasra being a Sakhar Hasra. It's attractive.
If it's done Erev Shabbos.
If you did it on Shabbos,
right.
You would be lit. And you get Hasra then. So you said that there could be a problem with Hasra. But if you say it's retroactive, there's no problem with Hasra.
I wouldn't say retroactive. It would still be a straw subject because you don't know whether the malach is going to be nigmar at all. If you give a straw, then a guy does tzira, all right. But if you give a straw, and it'll take another hour for the malach to be done, so how do you know the malach is going to get done? But you could say that about every Asura Safik. And there would be a problem with Asura Safik. The point of Asura Safik is that Bishas Samai says, Mesubik, what's going to happen or not.
That's the same kasha on every Asura.
What's that?
It's the same kasha on every Asura. You could say, don't kill someone, and then he's not going to die for another 2 weeks. It's the same kasha you can ask on every single
Asura. The tag is a kasha. It is a kasha.
So then you can't just ask it on this Asura.
Right, okay, so that's why I don't want to discuss the Asura Safik issue. It just pointed out so you could see how the sugya takes it seriously, but I don't want to get involved in that. You have to check the Tosis and the Ritva to discuss it. Yeah. That's in Mukhi Yosef. Right. Exactly.
So it's not because of.
That's the Eshem Shem Chitza.
Oh, yeah. And so it was retroactive.
Right? Right?
I'd say the tour, it might be a little bit of a stretch. We said that in the last. actually, you know, that would be any case of Eishu Mishum Petzi by the Tzita. We would say to you, the Potter, Eishu Mishum, it's only in the moment, so maybe for issues of Chayim Nisa, I would say this too, no? Eishu Mishum Petzi.
Right. That was the issue, whether Grommel Agave, but again, that's not...
Is that a flying piece of death?
That doesn't relate to the issue of Malach and Shabbos right now, right? Good. So look at the Rishash, and Daf Ayin Dalad. Ayin Gimel with Aleph. B'mishnah zereyahin af kol zman shle yishrish kiman deshoda bekada domi. Until the seeds take root, it's as if they're sitting in a dish. Ein menachis. The Gemara says a menachis. The Gemara there is discussing the chiyav ha'omer, right? That once you bring the omer, so any of the wheat. The other way around. Until one brings the korban ha'omer, and until one brings the korban the korban ha'omer, so one cannot have any wheat that was grown that year. So the Gemara says that means that if the seeds took root in the previous year, then they belonged to the previous year. Then they became mutter with last Pesach. But if the seeds were just sitting in the ground and they didn't take root yet, so then that's considered to be this year's wheat. It's chadash. And the Gemara says, uses that phrase, that the seeds, until they take root, command the mutter b'kara, they're sitting in a dish. So says the Rishash, that should not be zereya. Because mokim al kevod al yedeiz v'yosei ato yishoresh acharkach chayov kimoi oife v'tzoyle de chayov av api shenefe v'nitzla acharkach mei elov. V'inei im lokat hazera koidem shenishrash nira de potlem afreya al mashazora. Kevod de loin deskaim amachshavtoi. V'dover ze yesh lilmoid mi boye derav bar baye beresh mechilton de im reideu koidim shenefe potter ugdoilem izu shemanu mashma in the pirush li rishalmi kol dover dim okar dover megiduloi im shuv sholi acharkach potter v'ze vaday loy nereklal. The kevon, the kvar gomar, meleches akira. Right, so that's what we've been saying until now. The Rishash makes the point. Point number one, davdalman aleph, afia, and he takes that to be a yesod for all melachos. That if one stops the melacha, if one aborts the melacha before the tayelas happens, no chiv deiraisa. Next, zayreya is that kind of a melacha, and therefore has the same din. one is chayav for zereya if one puts it in the ground as long as the ashrosha takes place. But if the ashrosha does not take place, one would be potter. Then says the Rishash, step number three, that he does not accept. That there is an Achron who says that the same thing should apply to every melacha if one reverses the tayelis. One cuts, one pulls a plant out of the ground and then puts it back in the ground. So he quotes someone who wants to say that one shouldn't be chayv ksira because le nigmar malachdai. So there the Rishash says, no, that goes too far. That person did the malacha and now wants to do a second malacha. Once the malacha is complete, once the tayelis has happened, so nigmar malachdai, it's finished. You can no longer reverse that malacha. Right? That the first, we will look at this several times. Boirer. Right? The person will discuss, a person takes one stone out of a flower, but there are five other stones left. So has one done the Maisa Malach of Boirer or not? Person pushes aside, is looking for a certain shirt and keeps on pushing aside all the shirts that he doesn't want. Right? But he never finds the shirt he's looking for. It's in a different place. So he did a Maisa Boirer, but he never got to Tayelis. He kept on shoving things aside and pushing the psilas aside. So is there a malacha or not? So this point won't come up all over the place. Most malachas are instantaneous, but that's what the Rishash, the first nakud of the Rishash is, this is an issue in all malachas. So the Gabi Zereya should be the same din. If someone pulls out the seeds before Ashrasha, no malacha was done. Then he says, "Masha ein kein hacha. Heichod lo nishu shadayin lo nasi klum. The command is shorah bekara domi. V'inei v'zeireya mashma. The chayav av da ashrosha lo isiya ela b'choyel." He says it's mashma that even if the ashrosha takes place on Tuesday or Wednesday, you're going to be chayav for zeireya on Shabbos. Ayin Masha Kasav, the Perig base the Klayim, the Kenanatea Chayiv after Zman Klitos in Nimsheches, Ayin Perig base the Shvis Vishnevav. So then he says, but we have all these sources in Klayim and in Shvis that nothing has Hashrosha within a few hours and 24 hours. Everything requires at least 3 days, 2 weeks, 30 days. So the Mele Zayreyas always going to be that the mice and malachas on Shabbos and the tayelas and malachas going to be after Shabbos. V'afal pikin yochayev. Says the Rishash, every zereya is that way. Oh, every zereya is that way. So now the Rishash is therefore, let's go back to Afiyah. So therefore, when it comes to Afiyah, nirali dekeinu ayfi v'shabbos v'chashech achayev. After in shoy, shetig ma'afiyos, v'invoyed yoyim. So everybody says again, that's the Rishash Lashitosai. The Rishash says every malacha should be compared to each other. The Rishash says we have a yesoid that the malacha is only complete b'shas gemar malachtai, and therefore the Rishash is forced to come to a conclusion which is almost a stira. On one then he says, I have malachas that have a mice and a tayelas, and if the tayelis never happens, the malacha never happened. And by the same, but however, the same malacha is going to tell me if I do the ma'isa malacha on Shabbos and the tayelis takes place on Wednesday or Thursday, I'm still over. How you talking? But the Rishash says that's what you have to say. You're mukhrach to say such a thing. Why is it mukhrach? Because I've compared zereya to mevashel. And I've said legabe zerei, it must be this way. So memela, I have to say in every malacha it's this way. So you have a pella. I have that a melacha is defined as a mice and a tayeles. Ad kidei kach that if I don't do the tayeles, I was never over in the mice. I was never over. See, until now we use mice and tayeles just to define always and told us. But now we're using it to define the chiyum chatas. And then the Rishash says, chiddush number two, that even though I just told you that the mice and the tayeles are so much a part of the malacha, that if the tayeles never gets done, I didn't do a malacha. So now I'm telling you a contrary chiddush, that nevertheless, if I do one part of the malacha in Shabbos, and I do the second part after Shabbos, I'm still oiv, I still did a mice in Shabbos. If you write one ois on Shabbos and a second ois after Shabbos, of course you're potter. Right? If you begin threading a knot on Shabbos, but it only becomes a keshem with soy Shabbos, you're not over. But apparently, that's what the Rishash says, the Rishash himself, see how he comes to the conclusion. So in this Rishash, the Minchas Chinuch takes issue with this Rishash point by point. Minchas Chinuch is primarily in Simon Reish Tzadiches, in Mitzvah, Asei Reish Tzadiches, that's the Easter Malach of Yom Tov, and the Bekitzur in the Kuntres on Meleches Shabbos, that the Minchas Chinuch has, called the Mosach Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch wrote a kuntres. So he says it Bekitzur in Meleches Zereya, and Barichos in Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches. So he argues with the Rishash in both Nekudas. Nekuda number one, he says the Rishash was incorrect in comparing Zereya to Bishul. He said that the Gemara and Daf Daled was a unique din in Bishul. Only Bishul is defined this way. That only the Gabe Bishul do we say that the Maisa Melacha depends on the Enigma Melachta. But that's not correct about every other Melacha. And even though the Minchas Chinuch and later on the Egle Tal argue to defend the premise of the Rishash, and they argue from Kalayim and from Shvius that you see that Lechaira Zereya without Ashrosh is nothing, and they go to great length to show that in Kalayim and in Shvius, but the bottom line is they come back and they say Lagavi Shabbos is different. Lagavi Shabbos, the Maisa Melachav Zereya is putting seeds into the ground. The Maisa Melacha of Zereya is Kidei Sheyisharesh Liachar Zman. That's the definition of Zereya. It's different than Bishul. Bishul should either be called Kiruv Ochel Olamay El Aish Adshe Yisbashel, or Bishul should really be called Hachana Sa'echem La'achila Al Yedei Kiruv Ma'eh B'Basar Alam Elaish. Making the food edible, that's a fundamental aspect of the definition of Bishul. And it is not a fundamental, and causing Hashrosha is not a fundamental aspect of the definition of Zereya. In other words, Minchas Chinuch takes issue, this has become a tremendous yesod over here. I mean, L'chaira, what he's saying is, is that we should not be using the Te'eles HaMelacha to define every single Maisa Melacha. That we don't say that the Maisa Melacha is incomplete. It's Ad Shenigmar Melacha, Ad Shenigmar Te'alta. That's wrong. Legabi Zeireya, the Te'eles HaMelacha, that something will grow. The Haraya, that watering is a Te'alta. But the melacha is complete long before anything grows. You put water in the ground on Shabbos afternoon, I would assume it was not going to have an impact on the grass till much later, when it was over the Easter of Hashka. And similarly, it says Minchas Chinuch, one puts seeds into the ground. So it's true that you're not going to be over Kalayim, because Kalayim is defined as things growing together. And you're not going to be over on Shviyas, as Eliktal, like Nosson was saying before. Because when it comes to Shviyas, it's Vishav Sa'aretz. He does go back to the Psukim over there. That's not you're heading. The Eliktal says when it comes to Shviyas, you're looking at the object itself. You're looking at the ground. You're looking at Shviyas Zakarka. So I put seeds into the ground, I haven't done anything yet. It's only when the things begin to grow that I violated the Shvitzas HaKarka. It's only when the things have begun to grow that I violated the din of things growing together. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's the Maisa Malacha alone which is the Chilul Shabbos. That's what the Minchas Chinuch and the Eliktal and the Mogen Aves, they all jump in this Rishash. But it's a very powerful Rishash. It's not so easy to dismiss. But that's the first Nakuda they say. The Rishash made a mistake by comparing Zeireya to Bishul. Now, exactly where was the Nakuda of here that they're arguing with? So I'm suggesting that the Nakuda was in looking at Bishul and developing a Yesoid from Bishul, that the Te'eles participates in the Maisa Melach itself. Could be a little bit different. It could be that they argue in the analysis of Zeireya. And again, we're not talking about Rishonim over here, we're talking about Achronim. It's hard to be Medayik in the Lashonis. It could be that the argument is, what is Zeireya? Is Zeireya causing something to grow? That's how the Rishash saw it. Or is Zeireya not causing something to grow? Why? Because that never happens in Shabbos. Zeireya, by definition, it's going to have an impact only later on. So Zeireya, by definition, is a Maisa, which is really preparing something to happen later on. All right, now, then the Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Aves jump on the second Chiddush of the Rishash. What's the second Chiddush? Since the Rishash said that we were comparing all Malachis together, and since Zeireya, therefore you're going to become Chayv if you seed it on Shabbos, and it grows with Soi Shabbos, the same thing should be true. Lagavi Bishol, says the Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Aves, wrong. That when it comes to Bishul, if a person puts food on the fire 10 minutes before Shabbos is out, and it's only going to cook after Shabbos, potter. Didn't do these to their Isa. L'gabe Zeireya Vadei Chayim. And L'gabe Bishul Vadei Potter. Prima Godim is a suffix about this. But that's the Minchas Chinuch Zvor to you. Why? Because when it comes to Bishul, the Minchas Chinuch said that there, the Rishash is correct. That the Gemar Melacha is part of the definition of Mevashel. And therefore, if the Gemar Melacha doesn't take place in Shabbat, I didn't do Bishul. a person sets an electric clock on Shabbos to cause a malacha to happen Matzoy Shabbos. So did he violate the Rabbanon of setting a clock? Or did they rise to doing a malacha on Shabbos? Right? The Minchas Chinuch would say, no, he didn't. You violated Rabbanon. You didn't do a malacha on Shabbos. Right? So Minchas Chinuch says the same thing with Gabi Bishol. I put the food on the fire on Shabbos. Right? But that's like setting a clock. It's like I began one long malacha. There's a malacha which takes 20 minutes to complete. It takes an hour to complete. If a person would be a very, very slow writer, and it would take him 30 minutes to do two osios, and he begins to do one ois in Shabbos, and a second ois mitzvah Shabbos, he didn't do his shir Shabbos. Correct? So it says in Minchas Chinuch, that is a unique aspect of Bishul. Bishul is a long, drawn out Veshlapta Malacha. It takes 20 minutes. So Memele, if I don't do the 20 minutes in Shabbos, I wasn't over Bishul. But Zereya, no. Zereya, Neiteya, Mavrich, Legabe Kelayim and Legabe Shviyas, it's defined differently. Legabe Shabbos, it's defined as putting seeds into the ground. Legabe Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says, Men Chasidus is Maskim, and the Tal quotes this, all three are together in this. Legabe Shabbos, the Zereya is defined as a preparatory malacha. The entire malacha is a preparatory malacha. It's defined as putting seeds into the ground, kidei sheyishrishu liyachar zman. But the Ashrosha is not part of the malacha Zereya. There's a fine point. The person who wrote her oris is a, I don't know who he is. Chaim Isaac Tikotsky, I guess. I think he must have written her oris on the Mogen Oris. So he points out, and again, his questions are medayik and the achronim to this extent, that there might be machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Mogen Oris in the following nekuda. A person plants a seed having in mind to pull it out afterward. He plants a plant. He wants he's having a party in Shabbos in his backyard. He wants it to look nice. So he plants flowers there Shabbos morning. But with Tzoy Shabbos, he plans to pull them all out and send them back to the Gemach for the next Simcha. Right? So he planted it having in mind Lashrisha to pull it out. So the Minchas Chinuch would say, no, that's Zereya. That's Zereya. Because the Malach is defined as putting seeds into the ground. The Mogen Avraham defined it as a preparatory Malach, putting it in the ground so that it will flourish later on. So it could be that according to the Mogen Avraham, there would not be a Chiyuv Deiraisa. A fine difference in how you define the Malach of Zereya. Alright? So this is the very often a Shir HaKdom that's given. Go ahead. Nothing I'm going to say?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are we certain that it's all just a Shir
HaKdom? What was that?
Well, maybe once you do Bishol, when you light the fire, you do an Ish. When it starts cooking, is that the Shir HaKdom?
Well, no, the two separate malachas. Havara is one malacha, and Bishul is separate malachas. Lighting the fire is Havara.
And cooking is Bishul.
And putting, that's right, so lighting the fire is an instantaneous malacha the moment I strike the match. or I take a match and put it towards something else. That's Havara. Bishul is taking raw food and bring it close enough to the fire that it cooks. Separate malach.
How do you get into the Yosef about an example
of Ekevesh? You just said that it's not. It's no, so the Marisham says the following. No, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is the following. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says that once the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Eishem Yishim Chitzai, that means that when I light the fire, so whatever hezek happens after I light the fire, I'm responsible for it from the time that I light the fire. Right? And it's evaluated at that time. So the person who lights the fire is a katan, if a person is a shaitan and he becomes a pikech afterward, he will be potter. And the opposite is also true. If for some reason he's chayav b'shas hadlaka, and then let's say in the meantime the bala tvua hides the tvua and tomen is potter l'gabayesh, he'll become chayav. Everything is evaluated b'shas the maisa hezek, which is the maisa of lighting the fire. So it says in Muki Yosef. So then he says that would explain why I can light Neiros Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. The Muki Yosef asks this kasha: how can I light Neiros Shabbos when Shabbos comes in, before Shabbos comes in? Because all along, while it's burning, I should be responsible for that fire, just like Eishem Chitzai. I'm responsible for all the hezek that it does for the next 3 hours. So I light my Neir Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Now they burn through Shabbos. I should become chayev for all of that for that period of time. So says Muki Yosef, no, everything rolls back to the point of Adlaka. So since the point of Adlaka was done b'chayel, since the ma'is of malach was done b'chayel is mutter. So Bishul, no. So let's go the other way around. So now, so Marsham says, let's look at it. It's clear. Less man the polog that if I put my cholent up erev Shabbos, and I do my ma'ase Bishul erev Shabbos, and let make it very, and I do it 2 hours before Shabbos, and then it continues to cook on Shabbos. There's one remaining time that might take issue with this. So I'm not over the Isur. There are Isuri the Rabban have to worry about. Chazara and Shehiya and Shemiyachata. Yeah, there's a lot of the Rabbanons. But the Menchasino says from the fact that there's so many the Rabbanons, that shows us as though they're Raisa. Alright? So that's so far partial. Okay? Now, Marsham says what Ovi was saying. Marsham says, now it's Shabbos afternoon. I'm holding by Shalosh Shudas. I put eggs into boiling water, right? 3 minutes before Shkia, 2 minutes before Shkia. They don't become boiled eggs till after Shkia. Chayv or Potter? So Rashash says Potter, like Nigma Malachtai, right? The Minchas Chinuch says that. The Minchas Chinuch says that he thinks, I believe, even Legabe, let's go slow. So the Rashad says I'm Potter, and I'd be Potter for Zerei in a similar case. Minchas Chinuch says that Legabe Zerei b'chayev. Could be Legabe Bishol be Potter. Says the three Pesach Frank, again, the Marsham says that I should be chayev legabe bishul. Why? Because eishem shem chitzai. Everything rolls back to the point in time of when he did my ma'isa malacha. It's a different analysis. He doesn't look at it in terms of the ma'isa and nigmar malachta.
I understand the point to that, Masha. Because how does he know it's the same thing?
Go ahead and finish up. Yeah. And how can you compare Hezek to Malach and Shabbos?
It's not, you get ancient, that's the question I'm saying. It's, for
Okay, so the teretz is the kasha, the good kasha. The teretz is the Nebuchad Yosef made the comparison. All right, Nebuchad Yosef made this. So there are achrayim who say it's man yishvita tzlar sina. How could you compare Hezek to? It could be Hezek as a chrayus. I did a certain. I have to be responsible for what I did. Shabbos the ma'aseh melacha and a chanami. Oh, no. So here the Nakuda is the following. And that Nakuda we can answer. Because over here we're saying is that the Nebuchad Yosef's point is that if there's a Maisa that was Biyadi, and then it has an effect of Shaloi Biyadi. So I determine the Chiyav based on the time when the Maisa was Biyadi. That's always, and that becomes a klal that applies to everything, not just Eish. Oh, so again, in terms of that, how do I know that Melach of Shabbos operates in the same way as Hezek? That's a good kasha. So that's the Nebuchad Yosef's Yisoyin. I'm not going to go into it right now. How do I know that I can compare Havara to Bishol? Once the Nebuchad Yosef says that we evaluate this in a conceptual way, am I responsible? What is the point in time that determines the chiyuv for this ma'isa? So that's as long as it's biyadi, and then when it's no longer biyadi, so everything that's going to happen afterward gets rolled back to that point. So that conceptual framework I can apply to other things as well.
That makes sense. I understand that. But once everything rolls back,
good. Okay.
But we know that the Bishul rolls back, the act of this server roll back. We don't know that the Bishul itself works like Eish that spins it. Maybe Bishul is a din in that he's what he started. Maybe, I don't know the Bishul is like, is a fire. It's an arrow. Maybe Bishul shoots an arrow and it hits. Maybe that's the Bishul. Once it starts hitting,
So that I think what you're saying now, that's I think how Rav Tzvi Pesach takes issue with the Maharsham. Rav Tzvi Pesach says all you learn from the Nebuchad Yosef, this I think is what you're pointing out. You can look it up in Har Tzvi, the first volume of Har Tzvi, Arachayim, at the very end, the Kuntvis Tal Horim. And it's at the very end. It's the last piece on Meleches Bishul. The last piece. So you should look it up. But I think what he's saying, because Rav Tzvi Pesach says in three lines, but I think what he's saying is what you're saying. He's saying, all I know from the Nebuchad Yosef is the concept of rolling back to a certain point in time. Right? He says, that's all I know. I know that if I want to know when was the Zman Achiyav, all right, I roll back to Hascholos Achiyav. But, and therefore, and I would be mechayev based on that, right? However, when it comes to Bishul, he says there. He says I can't say that because nigmar Bishulay takes place an hour later, it's keilu nigmar Bishul takes place an hour earlier. Bishul requires a certain tanai. The tanai of Bishul is it should become baked, it should become cooked. So you can tell me that I roll everything back to the nekuda of when I began the fire. Fine. Reuven begins a fire at 10 o'clock. He becomes chayav for creating a mazik at 10 o'clock. Whatever Hezek's going to happen later on, he became chayav at 10 o'clock. Reuven puts cake into the oven at 10 o'clock. There's another din over here. The cake has to become baked. Who said that that also gets rolled back? That it's ki'ilu, it was baked at 10 o'clock. It was baked 2 hours later. That's a Tzvi Pesach's criticism of the Maharsham. It's a different mahalach than we've been taking. But I think it's closer to what you're saying. You can't say that all the Tanoi Bishul get rolled back to the point of Aschola. There's a Tanoi Bishul, it didn't happen yet. Okay, so let's make a sikum of we discussed. This we discussed the famous machlokes of the Rishash Minchas Chinuch, and it's usually formulated whether you go Bosar Ascholas Malacha or the Gemar Malacha. That's how it's often presented. It's often presented that the Rishash says you have to go back, you go Bosar Nigmar Malachdoi, and the Minchas Chinuch says you go Bosar Ascholas Malacha. And then the nafkamina that's usually presented is Vigo Bosar Hascholas Malacha. So if the Hascholas Malacha takes place in Shabbos and Nigmar Malacha takes place in Matzoi Shabbos, are you chayiv or are you potter? So the Rishash says you go Bosar Nigmar Malacha, you should become potter, and the Chassidus says you go Bosar Hascholas Malacha, therefore you should become chayiv. That's how it's usually presented. But that reduces the machlaikas much more simple than it really is. Right? The machlekes of Iris Leah is a two-step machlekes. Number one is that there's a given that the Gemara in Dav Dalet tells us that Bishul is a two-step process, and one is not chayev until the second step has taken place. That's an often a Gemara. Alright? The question is, how do you interpret that? So the machlekes Minchas Chinuch and Rishash is, number one, do we interpret that to be a yesod in all melachos, and that we always involve the tayeles of the melacha to help define the mice of melacha, and that it's not complete until the tayeles of melacha is accomplished? That's the Rishash. And therefore, you have enough kamina that every malacha who has an extended tayeles will become potter if I did the maisa before Shabbos is over and the tayeles take place after Shabbos. Or the Minchas Chinuch approach, which says, no. There's a unique aspect to Bishul. A unique aspect to Bishul. Only Bishul is defined. And that's why the issue was raised in Avdallah Gavi Bishul. With the Gemar Melacha is part of the Maisa Melacha. And Legabe Zereya, even though it's very attractive to say it that way, because you find the similar pattern in Kalayim and in Shviyas, and Chassidus says, no, those are all defined differently. They're defined as Shviyas as Haoretz, as Yenik Obiyachad. And therefore, until Ashrosha takes place, you're still within the confines of the Maisa Melacha. But comes Shabbos, Nesina Ziron B'Soyech HaKarka. That is Zireya. It is not an extended. And therefore, when it comes to Zireya, Lesman the Polig, that if you plant your seeds in Shabbos and they grow afterward, then one is Chayiv. Says the Minchas Chinuch, why should we say it's different? Because Zereya by definition has to be different, because it takes seeds time to become planted. Right? Exactly how do you define Zereya? Machlekes Maganovis Minchas Chinuch. Whether it's defined as a preparatory malacha or as a malacha putting the seeds in the ground. What tak is the din of a person who cooks, who bakes on Shabbos afternoon and only becomes fully cooked Motzoi Shabbos? Right? So in that nekuda, it could be that the Minchas Chinuch and Rishash are maskim. That one, it would be potter. And that nekuda of Machlekes Marsham, and the other Achoyin in the Marsham says the Muki Yesus should be mechayiv you, because you go Bosar the Haschola. And Rishi Pesach says that's a bad comparison. You go Bosar Haschola to determine the time that the malacha took place. You don't go Basar Ascholah to impose all of the and that everything which takes place afterward is being rolled back as if it took place earlier. You talk about a chiyuv took place b'shas ma'isa. Okay, so tomorrow we'll go on with the malach of bayra. You have the mar mukamos, so we'll start the malach of bayra. And remember the mafarik tomorrow to finish the mafarik.
Rishash says to be chayav for that situation. It's only if you remove it before the mar mukamos that you get
chayav. I don't think so.
Rishash said that's the mar mukamos.
Be the Gabi Zereya.